Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and I got to tell you something. It is beautiful as far as the weather goes. It really is. I am very, very, very excited about the fact that as the program concludes, and I'm not trying to get out of here quickly, but I will tell you that in less than 26 minutes, I will be sitting on my Arkadek deck, a lovely, refreshing beverage in hand, and Heidi and I will be chatting about something. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to be chatting about. The important part, obviously, is not talking with my wife. It's sitting on the Arkadek deck with a beverage in hand. But it is Wednesday, and every Wednesday at 5:33, our pal Mike Dickinson drops by. Mike is a real, honest-to-goodness citizen reporter, citizen journalist. People look at Andy Ngo a lot on the national stage. And I got to tell you something. Mike's doing exactly the same sort of reporting here in Central Virginia, and so many of his stories have actually been picked up and, in some cases, expanded upon on the national spotlight, under the national spotlight as well. Mike, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Anytime for you, Jeff, anytime.
Well, thank you, sir. Where would you like to start? Would you like to start at Richmond City Hall?
Yes, that's a good place to start. So I started digging into, there's been so much over the last, the whole last year, but particularly this summer, we've heard so much about the disorganization and you would say possibly corruption at Richmond City Hall. Mm-hmm. They can't get the restaurant tax bills right. They can't get anything handled correctly. And you want to see who's responsible for all this, because it's LeVar Stoney, obviously. The buck stops there. Yeah. But it's just another, more people in his administration. You know, we've talked about Jason Kamras and his incompetence at running the school system.
Yes.
So you turn to looking at who oversees these city administrative offices, and it's a guy named Lincoln Saunders. Mm. And this guy is another Jason Kamras.
Really?
He's making six figures,
right,
for over $300K a year. He got appointed to the job in 2020. He's basically running all the city agencies, and he has no government or no real-world business experience.
Wow. Well, how do you get the gig?
He's a friend of LeVar Stoney.
Well,
and
that's a shock.
So, yeah. So Lincoln Saunders, he came up, he worked for the Democratic Party of Virginia as the finance director, and then he was the chief of staff to Terry McAuliffe's wife when she was the first lady. I don't know what the chief of staff for the first lady does other than make meetings, not really run a business or anything, or not really do anything important, set appointments.
Wow.
Basically. And then somehow he got elevated to this job of as CAO of the city of Richmond.
Oh,
and the man has no experience doing anything. And so you sit here and wonder why all of these organizations are upside down. Nobody knows what's going on. Every week, I mean, it's sad, Jeff. Every week you're reading the paper about some other scandal or lost money, and you wonder why. And it's because the whole administration is stocked full of people like LeVar Stoney's friends who don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, man. Well, and let's be brutally honest. It's not going to get any better, right? I mean, but he thinks packing his bags to be lieutenant governor, and he held, I'm sure you saw it, this press conference the other day where he said he was tired of people, crapping on Richmond. And I thought, man, you are the primary distributor of crap in Richmond, you know?
He's the reason why. And
yeah.
LeVar Stoney sits there and criticizes people for being critical of him when he's the reason why. And it's sad but funny. So all of the crazy five people we have running for the mayorship after LeVar leaves, they're all a bunch of far leftists, but they all agree on one thing, that this guy Lincoln Saunders has to go.
Oh, really?
They all agree that he has to go, that he needs to leave. And
oh,
so
wow.
I think they're also going to fire Jason Kamras, which would be also good. I mean, Kamras, if you're listening, if you need help for a U-Haul, I'll spring for one right now if you'll go ahead and leave early. Save the kids. Get out of Richmond now.
No kidding. Is it not just an ugly situation when we can look at the children in the city of Richmond? And if you are going to be honest, regardless of political perspective or anything else, you can look at their situation and say, they're they're being treated in such a pathetically poor manner. They just don't have a chance. And this is cutting across. You know, Governor Doug Wilder is on this program, and the governor is a proud Democrat. He is disgusted by what LeVar Stoney has or has not done in that city. And he, like me, a proud Republican, we would love to do more for those kids.
It's so sad because the parents who have the financial means to get their kids in better schooling that live in the city have, they're going to the private schools.
That's
and the kids that are left in the Richmond schools right now are the ones who have parents that don't have the financial means to get them a lifeline and get them out. And they're stuck.
That's right.
And they're stuck. They're stuck with a mayor who doesn't care. They're stuck with a school superintendent who is so busy promoting political stuff instead of doing his job. I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, if you want to go and be a celebrity or go and be a political advocate or whatever in your free time, by all means, go and do that. But take care of your core job and take care of the schools. It'd be like if you want to go do something and, who cares about what happens on the radio today? I'm going to go drive a NASCAR. Who
that's
cares
right.
about my
that's
real
right.
job?
That's right. Yeah.
And that's what Jason Cameron does.
Yeah. He does it just over and over and over and over again. And again, those kids in the city of Richmond, and you're right. Their parents do not have the financial means to send them to some other school. And then you get invariably some of the uber leftists who think they're taking a great stance. We are going to live in the city of Richmond. Okay, and where are your kids going to school? None of your business. All right, well, I know the answer.
Exactly.
To that one, right? You know?
Exactly. And with this guy, Lincoln Saunders, the CAO of the city, it's the same way. And you look at all of his core job responsibilities, and he doesn't do anything well.
Right.
We have the city tax agencies. They have no idea what they're doing. Restaurants are getting bills that they've never heard of. They pay the bills and they still get late fees attached, and they can't get those removed because they can't get a hold of anybody at the city.
Mm-hmm.
You've got city credit cards. They did an audit on the city of Richmond credit cards. Last year, they had 23,000 transactions, 336 people that violated the city terms of using the credit card, which means that they went over their spending limit or they used it to buy personal items. 336 employees. Nobody's monitoring it.
No,
nobody.
I know this will, I don't want to throw you a softball, but I did have to ask you, how many of those 336 people have lost their jobs? Do we know?
So we do know. Last week, the city of Richmond made a great big media thing. They fired three people who worked for the city for 1 month. And they worked in the city tax office. They hired them. It was a range of 1 to 2 months ago, and then they fired them within 2 months. And these three people came on the media and said that they basically were hired at a job fair in the city of Richmond, mm-hmm. and then given a desk and a phone and a computer, and said, "This is your job." And no training offered, no mentorship offered, no training program. Just okay, this is the button you push, and this is the phone you answer, and you're responsible for collecting the meals and personal property taxes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we wonder why the city of Richmond has the problems.
No kidding. Hey, here you go. That's your desk, and you figure out what to do there, and the computer comes preloaded, I guess, with solitaire. Keep yourself busy while, just look busy. I didn't even know what to make of it anymore, Mike, and I wonder, you know, we've got these folks running for mayor, and as you point out, I mean, one is just further to the left than the other. It's nutty.
Yes, none of the candidates running for mayor are very good. It's all just, you got one guy, Harrison Rode, he's trying to make a national issue abortion, which is he supports abortion right. all the way until birth. He supports that, wants to make that a Richmond issue.
Right.
You've got Dr. Danny Avila, who was Ralph Northam's mask man, who thinks the government has the absolute right to shut down your business for whatever reason they want to.
Yep.
And you've got Andreas Addison, who's been on city council he's been in the middle of all this chaos the last 8 years, and he hasn't done anything about it. He's made it worse by going along with it. And he pretends to be a moderate, but he's not. He's far left, just like everybody else.
Yeah. Do any of these folks have real-world experience in that dreaded private sector, do you know?
No, they're all people that have worked, and their primary jobs have been government related for their whole career. None of them own a business. None of them understand blue collar. You know, have to go to work every day. The money's not free. If I buy something, I have to write the check for it. Not the taxpayers. They don't understand that.
Yeah, and then you know what, Mike? We're all going to be surprised when the same garbage happens because it's. I mean, we're going to change the cast of the show, but the show is going to be exactly the same.
Yes, it'll be the same. The same. Far leftist, and that's the thing I've told a lot of people in Richmond is, you know, if you're disgruntled about the way things are in Richmond, you know, blame the Democrats, because the Democrats have ran Richmond for 50 years. They've had sole control.
Yep.
And if you want to drive down the street in Richmond and complain about the crime, the schools, anything, blame the Democrats, because that's what happens in a Democrat city. High taxes, high crime, bad schools.
Yeah. It's just, oh my God, it is just absurd. Well, I mean, you can always escape to Henrico, and pretty soon you'll be able to take a bus from Richmond out even further into Henrico, and you should have a lot of room because most of those buses that are traveling at the moment are completely and totally empty.
Yes, I mean, Richmond, they spend money on these things that very few people use, and they act like they're spending the money wisely, and meanwhile, the 100-year-old schools are falling apart. You know, these buses and stuff, I mean, fundamentally, it's an okay idea, but when we spend the money, we need to look at the maximum people using it, or how can it affect the maximum good? And the money just isn't free. You don't just go out back to the money tree and pick off the money. The money actually costs things, and that's the thing I don't think Democrats ever understand, is they just spend, because it's not their money.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. It is not their money, and so they just don't care. And I don't know, Mike, I'll check the discount rack at Home Depot or Lowe's, see if I can get each of us one of those money trees we'll plant in the backyard. We'll be better off. Hey, Mike, where should people be following you on social media?
They can follow me on X at MikeD4RVA, on X at MikeD4RVA.
All right. Listen, man, I always appreciate you being here. I really do. There's always great stuff. I don't know anybody who is covering these issues the way that you do. And so I just remain in your debt for agreeing to join us on a weekly basis to handle this. You're a good guy.
Anytime, Jeff. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That is Mike Dickinson. I'm telling you, MikeD4RVA over on X. You should follow him there and see what he's covering. There's nobody else that's doing the sort of reporting that he's doing. Period. End of story. It is 546. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.